Blog Talk Radio.
Consumer and the owner, till we all vertically integrated from the flow up. You say power, sip ace till I throw up, like gang signs, sip I bang minds for both ya. Serial entrepreneur, we on our own. Stop sitting around waiting for folks to throw you a bone. If you can't buy the building, at least stock the shelf. Then keep on stacking till you stocking for yourself. See everything you place after black. It's too small a term to completely describe the act. Black nation, black builder, black entrepreneur. You want to press a black excellence, and I'm on the ball. Lord.
Come on. We could fight like Ike and Tina. Or give back.
Mythological niggas is comical. The astronomical is coming through like the flu bomb. And embalming in your crew too. With the musical, mystical, magical, you know how I do. With word attack skills and vocabulary too. All the hits and the disposition is all brand new. You're through. I'm interplanetarian like Doctor Who. So who? Wanna get chipped on, word is bone. I'm kicking rhymes since the 8M vote just wrong. Now Quincy, but I'm back on the block and not selling crack. I'm coming in with the fat, funk flows and tracks. So what you saying, Black? With all that yakety yak. My order back, can't be beat with back. I'm saying, I eat everything up on the menu and venue and send you swaying to be continued. The most beautiful thing in this world is just like that. In a moment, opponents are suspects. Caught up in the resuscitation, rain in the text. Least I speak, my concept freaks. The itch me, sun cheeks, funk figures of speech. Now that shit is in the open, I'm open, poking, scoping, waiting for the next nigga to get open on and break them down like an organic compound. That's the way of the world as the earth goes round. Now, how the fuck you sound? I represent my clique like a faux pound. You better pack your leather dope for medication for the shaking meditation from the earth and quaking shit that we be making. Never faking, I can sound for my crowd clown. Taking the membrane of a encyclopedia brown. Speaking of funk in any throwdown. Why you sing the sound of it? What the most beautiful thing in the world? Down. Now when I'm on the microphone, I roll through zones. But don't be trying this shit at home. No matter what race, breed, color, help my heart. I come cleaner than J-Roo and damage your amateur. Astronomical facial disorder to cut. I'll assassinate your character's caliber. I channel my anger from the double-edged banger and turn it to the microphone strangler. Stop trying to see where your eyes can follow. Say goodnight to the world and goodbye to tomorrow. You're raving cut, so it's so much you get butt. But not to the fuck with joys they night. For eternity, through infinity, I eternally get in ya. The most beautiful thing in this world is just like that.
Of the dark walk through my hazard with levitation from reefers, drenching deep as any seven, showboating with rugas, flash vines, Belafonte digger, landscape for what this worth as we confiscate your figures. Chattanooga Brown, levitating, jiki and dashikis, the Lahada car, 54, chasing diamond runners, headed ice band, the big killer diamond convention, Harlem Buck strut, breathing world heights, Hollywood, Madam Butterfly, let me in your house, the pleasure, from the knuckle swatch, shadow boxes catching black eye blue.
I play the deep, what? Sensations at the Marchi Barbie screaming Chiba, fulfilling pleasures in my castle, blow the smoke out. The Goss of Vegas substitutes when the Dutch is gone. The low don't stop, give me shouts at the season. Sartellas, two players for swerving no corners. We madness to moolah, living with Charlie's Angels on this. No smiling with sliding, that gets you caught up in the octa or dead if we're moving. It's just like that as we proceed.
Saturday night special, better take it light. You Jaja, you're a Capitan. Quest to the coast, the Key Largo, wire the chain gang. Keep your ears out for Roy Ayers. If the fountain blue, house of bamboo, paradise.
This is it, what? Luchini pouring from the sky, let's get rich, what? The GT box is sugar dime, can't quit, what? Now pop the cork and see the Vega and get lit, what? This is it, what? This is it, what? Luchini pouring from the sky, let's get rich, what? The GT box is
arrows for the seas. A black Caesar that can miss a silky days. Satin nights taking flight. Dino going three sensations. Spanish flying with the lady Scarface. Bottoms up, sunshine. Love potion number
nine. And we hitting from the magic city. Transcendent sweeter on your aura. Fontini in London. Relaxation in Bora Bora. Got notion to bring it. Sing it. Never been my function. Stoning, robbing. We heisting merchandise and gunning. Love it, leave it. But bless the war chief for his bison. Get it, got it. The Lord will forever be nice.
Yeah, the sunny fever, he be sippin' on my red dye. The Geechee Gracious, he be sippin' on my red dye. We float the tri-state, draped in the satin vine. This coolie hijack pack from the sugar shack. Then what we do after we sip the armor red dye? We start the Harlem River quiver, dig it sweet daddy. Sharpen the crimson blade, hot Sierra serenade. Anatomy for seduction, be this
yeah,
ebony
as
junction.
As we exit the place with grace, jersey armor rather than bursting of clouds. It pours, everything seems better on flats with love. We move only in the mess. It's slow, it's life, and we can't get enough
yeah,
of this.
This is it, what? Lucini pouring from the sky, let's get rich, what? The Geechee pops and sugar down, can't quit, what? Now pop the cork and see the bigger and get lit, what? This is it, what? This is it, what? Lucini pouring from the sky, let's get rich, what? The Geechee pops and sugar down, can't quit, what? Now pop the cork and see the bigger and get lit, what? This is it, what? This is
yeah,
it, what?
He be sippin' on my red dye. The Geechee Gracious, he be sippin' on my red dye. The Joe Chink, he be sippin' on my red dye. The Chiquita Yid, he be sippin' on my red dye. We got Asti Fumanti, we're on my red dye. And then my man Ill Wilson on my red dye. And then my man Cabin, the same sippin' that. We slide through the tri-state with the hi-hat. And then I float side to side in my coolie high. And then I do something with the Spanish fly, yeah. And then I float down south with the boogie flat. And then I slide up in between the sticky foot off and all of that, yeah.
This is not a small voice, you hear? This is a large voice coming out of these cities. This is the voice of LaTanya, Khadisha, Shaniqua. This is the voice of Antoine, Daryl, Shaquille, running over waters, navigating the hallways out of our schools, spilling out on the corners of our cities, and no epithets spill out of their river mouths. This is not a small voice, you hear? This is a large love, a passion of kissing, learning on its face. This is a love that crowns the feet with hands, that nourishes, conceives, feels the water sails, mends the children, folds them inside our history where they toast more than the flesh, where they suck the bones of the alphabet and spit out closed vowels. This is a love colored with iron and lace. This is a love initialed black genius. This is not a small voice you hear. That is, this is not a small voice by the amazing Sonia Sanchez. Good evening, kings and queens. Welcome to King and Queen Quarters, a For Real Entertainment Network. Ladies and gents, tonight we are talking, taking a moment to breathe. Let's inhale, hold, exhale, and let go together. Poetry is, after all, our greatest release. Thank you for joining us. I'm your host, Queen Simmons, a.k.a. Zuena, and I'm joined by my royal co-host, King Atterbury. Good evening, King. How's it going, Your Highness?
What's good? I'm good up in this camp. You know what I'm saying? The castle walls is banging from the beautiful music that's been displayed tonight. Hey, what more can I say? I'm here. How you feeling,
I am feeling amazing. The music is definitely putting me in the mood. You know, that throwback hip-hop gets you in the zone. Definitely
thanks.
Got me ready to do some fighting. Before we get started, I do want to take a moment to let everyone know that tonight's show was brought to you by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? And shout out to author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the poet, for making this magic possible. Also, if you're listening online and you'd like to join, just dial in. The number is 319-527-6300, and make sure you hit 1 to be heard. Wanted to let the people know that before we get started. All right, King. So,
hey,
a moment to breathe. Yes.
Always need a moment to breathe. You know what I mean? If you don't get a moment to breathe, then how can you achieve, you know what I'm saying, your life sustaining through all this darkness that's in the world? You know what I mean? So
absolutely.
Be breezy out in the world, you know?
Be breezy, huh? I'm feeling that. I'm
be breezy out in the world. Not easy, breezy. You know what I mean?
I know.
So, hey.
I feel you. I totally feel you. It's definitely a vibe, and I'm trying to listen to that. You know, sometimes you let the world get in your head, and you let the day get complicated, and you forget about what's important. So I totally understand that, taking a moment to breathe, inhale and exhale, and let that go,
right.
You know what I mean?
You know what I'm saying? Keep your chi intact. Breathe in, breathe out, let that shit go. I mean, word.
All right, yes. I've been going to this event called the Cry Out Cave in Newark, and their theme is often poetry is my release. And they scream it at the beginning of the episode. But then when you hear some of the stuff that comes out, I understand that. Take a moment to breathe and just release. We can all use a release today. I think a welcome conversation.
Thanks. No, a lot of people say, can I get a moment of clarity? Sometimes you just need a moment to breathe.
Definitely true. Yes, indeed. So I can't wait to hear what everyone has to say on the topic and the different poetic perspectives that the people are going to bring to us. I see that the lines are filling up, and you know, the people are listening. Thank you guys for tuning in and for the poets brave enough to take the mic. We definitely love you guys, and you know, we support you 100%. Okay.
True.
You ready to kick the night off for it?
Yeah, I can do that. Tonight I bring forward higher than low. If time doesn't lift what was taken, fragments are left. Broken to pieces are the moments of a life force in my breath. Heavy breathing, overeating, weighing the odds that were against me. Inside my mind and in my heart, can't believe the blind cheating. Yet still, you are the reason why I climb mountains of pleasing. Barely I trust, so I don't rush. Keeping a sign, odds get even. Believing once again I could win and removing doubt. Being careful who's on route without an invite to my house. If it's a home while I'm alone, keeping a barricade to my zone. Checking the gates while I create a mind state that's well known. Deliver a different energy that be sending me to another. I don't feel like I suffer, but I do recall the number. What was dialed and singing, ooh, child, things will get better. That's why I entertain the seasons, bringing love in all weather. Making sure I'm decent after releasing so I don't carry parts of my past. Moving around, having a blast while avoiding an avalanche. And that's that piece, King Atterbury.
Woo! What I'm talking about. I like that part where you're like, believing once again I can win, removing all doubt. I'm taking notes tonight. I feel like these lines and this perspective, you know, you get those jewels. That's definitely a jewel for me that came out of that piece, but that was definitely representative of what we're talking about. Good stuff. Thank you for that.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I know you have something special coming out of the Royal Quarters.
I have a piece I do want to share.
All right. The mic is yours.
All right. One second. Where you'll find me. In a room, filling the floor beneath my feet. Making space for me to breathe. Riding the wave, I dissipate like smoke, only to return. But I'm breathing. The grass is greening. The sky is blueing. The children are growing. It's time to get up again. The sun is brimming. An inspection of shadows. Light is good. Life is good. I'm here. You'll see. If you look to find me, I'll be in a space addressed, named, expected, and the home being a house where we hide our cobwebs from the people who aren't looking, cowering in plain sight, chin up, arms wide. It's the grace we brace for that keeps us youthful on the inside. Find me if you're looking, treading water laced with poison. It's hard to convince me that I mean something more. Find me paralyzed by PTSD from disrespected bodies lying in the street, uncovered, eyes open and looking like me. Find me and tell me I matter. I'll be somewhere, giving a new magic carpet a chance to save me from a drowning that no one sees. If you're looking, you'll see my fingers and lips gone purple from suffocating on things busy people ignore and idle hands never question. But still, I take this body, this sovereign state of being that remains me. I reclaim thee in my name as a prodigal man to a war-torn land. I take me just as I am with right conviction. I command, I choose me with all the resolve of a backslider done with alcohol, of a lover that will not be denied. In ownership, I will take pride. She be mountain peaks of magnificence. She beast abundant me. I'll find a peace and I'll embrace a new regime. Will snatch my waist. I'll take the blade, accept my fate for ownership of my living state. I take this body, this sovereign state, the blight, the lights of my mistakes, the blueness of bruisedness are a gift. The smart of the pain begs, don't forget, I reclaim thee in my name. The forest of never-ending rain, the leper field engulfed in pain, this poison river of my veins. This is my place, just as I am. The guards that are my boundaries will usher in a new regime. It's time we wipe the slate clean. And I'm trying to burn in sage, please. Excuse me while I save me. They pardon as I graciously embrace the peace of God in me. And that's it.
Oh, he's setting the stage off. There you go. That's what's up. Bring it in so it fly in the wind. Like I said, be breezy.
Breezy.
Yeah, I love that piece. That's what's up.
That's I appreciate it. Thank you so much. Get that off my chest. I appreciate it.
Hey, right. That's what it's all about. Get it off your chest. Well, the men get it off their chest. The women get it off their breasts. You know what I mean? So let's stay politically correct.
Atomically correct.
Atomically, hood wise, whichever way you want to spin the devil.
I know, sorry. You're a mess. Okay. So look.
Hey, let's get to these phone lines and when I open up them calls, because you know some dope poets out there waiting to kick the doors in.
For sure. I can't wait for it. All right, let's get started.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it looks like our first caller of the night is coming in from area code 385. Area code 385, welcome to King and Queen's Quarters. Who do we have on the mic tonight?
This is Ms. VIP.
Ms. VIP. Welcome
to the King and Queen's Quarters.
Well, thank you. I mean, dope start, you two. Oh, wow. Y'all went in.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Mm-hmm. I definitely appreciate it. It's great to hear you.
Well, thank you.
So, you too.
Thank
you. Tonight's conversation is about a moment to breathe. Can you feel it? Here we are. No question.
Yeah.
A moment to breathe. Yeah. How do you find good ways to take a moment to breathe in this chaotic world?
Yes, absolutely. And even in any, like it was said earlier, in any situation, you just have to take a moment to breathe. You know, if you don't, then you'll suffocate and you'll never move. Nothing will ever happen if you forget to breathe. So,
true.
But I, you know.
Yes. Oh, man. Definitely a perspective. I love that. Well, Ms. VIP, we are going to get out of the way because I know you brought something very inspiring for us to listen to. You always have those bomb pieces that hit people right where they need to feel it. So when you're ready.
I hope it's good tonight.
Oh, it will be.
You're ready to step on it. Yes, indeed. The mic is all yours, dear.
Thank you. It started to rain, which increased my pain, because I miss you. And the fact that I can't see you now hurts so bad. I ran outside, past the happy, the smiles we shared, the promises we made, and let the rain blend with my tears. While the thunder boomed, I cried out in anguish. My lips missed you kissing mine. I needed your arms holding me. You stayed too long last time. I wanted you to stay. When I awake in the middle of the night reaching for you, there's an empty space no one but you can fill. Your scent disappeared a little while after you left. So in the rain, soaking wet, I cried. Cried so hard I could hardly catch my breath. I didn't care who saw me, because no one could rescue me. I then remembered the love we had, how we met, all the firsts we had, the little things like kisses every 15 minutes, holding hands as we walked, the long talks trying to get to know each other better, the first time I saw love in your eyes, and the pain in my heart was freed. The rain dissipated and I was finally, finally, there was a moment to breathe. And that's that piece.
Oh, that was beautiful, Ms. D.I.P. Mm-hmm. I love that.
Oh. And the fact that I can feel that whole experience, that was so well written. You took us down the whole path of pain.
Thank
I love
you.
When you were, I ran outside past the pain. I can't even tell you how deep that line goes for me, because sometimes you'll stand in a space. And once it changes, then you feel that pain.
Mm-hmm.
When there's a loss that's that significant, and that's a line right there that puts so much into that. Oh, that was beautiful. That was definitely beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I appreciate it.
VIP is in the building.
Hey, show them how it's done. Oh my gosh, thank you so much for that. Before we let you get out of here, Ms. VIP.
Mm-hmm.
You do want to give you a chance?
Yeah.
Want to let us know what you have going on this week?
Ooh. I'm going to attempt to try. On Wednesday evening, every Wednesday evening at 9 p.m., my beautiful diva and I are in the erotic love zone. And this week's, I do believe, is the final week of the sex games that my diva has, been doing. And I do believe it's Taster Tuesday. So I'm going to let my diva explain that to you if she comes on the air tonight. But anyway, y'all come on in and have some fun with us and take your socks off and whatever else you want to take off. It's all right.
Can we take the boxes off too?
She authorized the socks gang, all right? I mean, Lord. Mm-hmm. You authorize socks only.
Y'all go
young
right
lady
ahead.
Watch yourself. It's JW.
All right, Ms. DMP. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. We definitely appreciate
you. DMP, that was definitely dope. We appreciate you.
All right. Thank you. One love, one
mic. One love, one mic. Oh, my goodness. I feel like I was just there, sitting in the rain, trying to wash away the pain with her, and that was so well written. That was so peak.
Yeah.
From Epiphany's own
was
Miss
on
DIP
point.
Tonight. Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
That's where this night is going. We're going to open up some doors. I can't wait to hear it. You ready to take the next caller, King?
Let's bring the next caller in, baby, baby.
All right, baby, baby. Next up on the mic, we have area code 445. Area code 445, I'm so sorry. The board is a little freaky tonight. But who do we have joining us in King and Queen's quarters tonight?
My Majesties, how y'all doing tonight? It's a Pearl and
Angel. Hi.
Y'all killing it. Oh, my God. I don't even know if I want to read my piece. Shit.
no, come on now. Come on. You know how you do. We know how you do. You're going to spin it. You know what I love about the way you think is it's 100% heart, you know? Like, I feel like you are 100% heart in the way that you present everything that you do. So what you bring, I know, is going to be a bomb in and of itself.
It's a little song.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, we appreciate it, as always, you know.
I appreciate you all. Thank you.
Well, while we picking up jewels, how do you take a moment to breathe when you feel like life is getting, like, crazy and chaotic and getting the best of you?
Oh, man. What I do, I just get in a comfortable position, which is I usually sit in what they call Indian style, sit back and I cross my legs. And I grab one of my crystals and I close my eyes. And one thing you can't do, you can't shut your thoughts off, okay? Your thoughts are there. You just have to come to the realization of that. But what you can do is go to a quiet, peaceful place, something, a serene vision in your head, and I just breathe. I listen to my breath. I meditate, and I just start releasing what bothers me, man. I don't like holding on to nothing. And the way you do that, you realize, you let yourself know it's you that got to release. It's nothing holding you. It's you holding on to it. And that's how I breathe. That's how I get it done.
Yeah, that's what's up. Meditation is key.
Absolutely.
And whatever's key is chi.
Okay.
So, yeah. Energy, baby. Energy.
That's right. Tap in. Right. Know what it belongs to. That's right. Explain it. Absolutely.
Thank you so much for that. I'm telling you, I'm taking notes. This is a lesson. And because I feel like right now it is so easy to get caught up in, I know that I have been, especially lately, caught up in a day-to-day struggle and letting it take me away from my, you know, what I feel like my purpose is. And, you know, I thank God for having people, you know, having my squad, you know, you guys keep me in good spirits and King smacked me in my face virtually earlier, like snap out of it, get back into it and, you know. But it's definitely, I'm taking notes.
Look,
on ways.
All I'm going to say is, why be average when you could be raw?
No.
Thanks to the boss, man, I got my raw links joints. I've been out here flossing in these streets. You know what I'm saying? Looking amazing.
Absolutely.
Yes. Wow.
Absolutely. I'm gonna tell y'all one more thing. Okay, this is key to releasing something that you feel has a hold on you. Never say mine when you are referring to it, because now you're claiming it. Always mention it as a separate entity. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that's key right there. That's it.
Separate entity. Oh no, I'm writing it down. I thought I got quiet.
Yeah, never say, oh, my karma or my, you know, my bad luck. Never say it like that. Because when you say my, you claim it. Okay, you can't, don't do that.
Yeah,
say that.
You get the words you say ourselves. You hear it a lot.
Yeah. Words are powerful, I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah.
He's going to come through with some jewels. Steven, I'm going to let you get to your piece. I know you brought something wonderful for us to listen to, something inspiring. So when you're ready, the mic is all yours.
Thank you. Well, I'm going to tell y'all, this was inspired by y'all, the prompt, moment to breathe. Okay, so I call this a simple exhale. It doesn't matter how deeply you feel for them. If they are emotionally unavailable, they will not be able to access your love. Waiting in my heart for that moment to breathe and just a simple exhale once again. Before morning comes, another story is created through the night to be told. He never said anything. So when I felt him so strong, I thought he just kept me as a hidden feeling of love he'd one day express. But he never did. Then I realized he had my heart in bondage and that it was a bad assumption when I found myself in a fight to give up on loving him. Because when my heart broke, my love for him turned into a game of internal chaos and pain that set off riots of confusion in my soul. And now I take my moment to breathe, and just a simple exhale. Because my arms are tired of holding up this curtain, covering how I feel. But I'm glad he wasn't aware, because that helped me to keep it locked. It doesn't mean that I've locked love out. I'm just covering my heart as I'm walking away in the storm of being broken again. And I've turned away from giving in to feeling it for now. Because the storm in my soul needs to find its peaceful calm again. So I no longer follow the tracks of my tears. Because I've had my moment to breathe. Just a simple exhale. And that's it.
La Perla Negra. Woo. Always Woo. Coming with the super duper oopa loopa. Yo, that was definitely sky high, brought down to earth to have everybody just chill.
Oh, thank you.
I love
open
that.
In line for me. The open in line, that is so true. They won't get to have access if they're emotionally unavailable. And it's all downhill from there. And the way that it pans out, you definitely described that well. Because when my heart broke, my love turned into a game that set off chaos and pain. Ooh, child. Ooh.
Yes.
My arms are tired of holding up the curtain. Ooh. I felt that in my spirit. I felt it in the spirit.
Thank
you. That was good.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for sharing that beautiful piece with us. That's amazing.
Definitely appreciate you coming through with that beautiful piece. You know what I mean?
Thank you.
Divas be rocking and all that. You know what I mean? He's rocking on all of that.
Oh, tonight, Diva style, yes. Oh, and King, you were.
That's what's up. Thank you. Oh, man.
So, Ms. VIP said that you might be able to... Go ahead, King. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. Go ahead. No, queen before
the
king. No, I was going to
say that. I was going to close out with I want her to elaborate on these games that Ms. VIP is telling us to close it out. But that can wait until you ask your question.
We good out in these streets, girl. You know what I mean? Like, yo, keep doing what you're doing.
Okay, well, definitely tell us more, the Perla Negra. What's going down this week?
Okay, so this is the deal, right? For the past month and a half, we've been playing these sex games every week, giving every night of the week a particular title. We started out with Wet 'em Wednesday, and then it went to Wrote Him Thursday, and then it went to Freaky Friday and Let Me Out Saturday and Succulent Sunday, and last week was Make 'em Moan Monday. And this is the last week that we play these sex games, and this is called Taste Her Tuesday. And let me give you a little bit of information on it. See, for Wrote Him Thursday, it was for every question that his mate asked him and he got right, he got some head. Okay. Mm-hmm. So this week is Taste Her Tuesday. This is just the female version. For every question that she answers right, she gets some head from him. And that's just to see how well your mate knows you. And that's how it is.
Well, let me go get the scuba diving equipment. You know what I mean? come through like Aquaman. Be like, yo, baby, can you stay in the rain?
What's up, yo? I love that song too, man. The rain is everything. I'm trying to.
Yeah. takes me back to the VIP piece too. Oh, yes. Yeah, you
yes,
the rain.
Yes.
Put that in the playlist rotation for before Wednesday night. What else do you have going on in the Tiffany Radio universe? Because you are the busiest woman in show business around these parts.
Okay, yes. Alternating Saturday nights with Poetic. I am the host of Poetic Therapy. And that's just a place where you can come and relieve some mental stress through some open mic poetry and some healthy conversation. Now, Monday nights, I don't know how it's going to go. I'm looking forward to it being a permanent thing again, but should it be, should it happen, I am one-third host of the Soul Cafe, where I co-host with the CEO of Epiphany Radio, Arthur Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas, and Poetic. Now, y'all come on by Monday nights. Not just these Monday nights for King and Queen's Quarters, which is a dope show as well, but we have a second half of the show, and that's a segment called Pick Up Your Pen. And that right there will help you tap into your creative side by giving you a time slot with a few phrases to complete a piece. Man, you'd be surprised what you come up with. So y'all come on by Monday night as well on Epiphany Radio. Back to you, Your Majesty.
And you know it.
Thank you. Oh, Pick Up Your Pen is like, it's fast becoming one of my favorite segments. I wish we could, you know, jack that from y'all. But we're not going to do it. We're not going to do it. We're going to wait for your Wednesdays, you know, when we can brag.
You're trying to get fired. You're trying to get fired. You're going to have a pink slip on your desk.
I know that's right.
You're going to drag the boss out of retirement. But
it's
yes, it's definitely.
We always come back the next day.
It was
day.
The beginning of some really great, yeah. It was some really great pieces that, well, starts to pieces that I came up with. Because that one song, that's definitely a push, mm-hmm. but it was a fun push. I love it. I definitely love it. Can't wait. We'll be looking out for that.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Diva, it was so wonderful having you here with us tonight. We definitely appreciate all those gems. And that amazing piece, yes.
Thank you for having me once again.
Indeed. Appreciate you coming through.
Stay invited. Listen to the rest of the show.
I'm going to go have me a drink. One love, one mic.
Oh, man. They are really kicking it off.
Definitely be laying it out there, you know what I'm saying? But Queen, I got one thing to say while we live on the air. Y'all give a shout out to the CEO, Larry Maddox, For Real, the Poet. If y'all don't know about the jewelry that he got out here with the energy on it, then y'all better contact that man and go cop your pieces ASAP. We in the fourth quarter of the year. You want your energy vibrant and live and exciting? Get in contact with that man and cop them pieces, because they dope, fresh, raw. Can't say nothing more or less.
Absolutely. And definitely, yeah, they need to check out those new Black Panther pieces that he has. The whole collection is fire and just in time for the Black Panther 2 movie to come out. Definitely check him out on Facebook and cop your pieces. You don't want to miss out. They're definitely dope and original.
Well, you know, King be in his own right, so I get them custom pieces done, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like I said, why be average when you could be raw, you know what I mean?
Take it to a whole deeper level. I feel you.
Whole different level.
How about we take a quick music break before we get to the next caller? Is that good, King?
Yeah, that's what's up. Let's bring that music in, because it's fly tonight.
Oh, yeah, it's a throwback night. We're going to keep it going. Stand by. That was definitely a throwback. Welcome back.
Oh,
to
yeah,
King
definitely. Sleeping Peace. Sleeping Peace, the guru. You know what I mean?
Definitely.
Oh, man. Yeah, Greg and I see Smooth B. Yeah. Definitely on point.
I'm trying to keep it, I'm trying to keep it old school, but Run the Jewels did a remix. with Greg Nice on it. And that one is that's a very dope song. I think I'm going to play that one maybe a little bit later. But anyway, let's get back to the poetry and the music. Ladies and gentlemen, King and Queen's Quarters, welcome back. Again, I just want to remind everybody, if you're listening in online, the dial-in number is 319-527-6300. Make sure that you hit that one so that you can be heard. And if we want to hear you tonight, we are taking a moment to breathe. Ain't that right, King?
No doubt. Moment to breathe. Like Jay said in that song, can I get a moment to breathe?
Let's stop digging for those bars. I'm definitely waiting to have that conversation. But how about we keep the party going and open up some more of these mics to hear the other poets that we have later. You ready for that?
No doubt. Let's open up them phone lines.
All right. It looks like next up, I recognize this number, I think. I hope I'm right. Next up on the mic we have, I believe this is my station manager, a.k.a. the amazing poetic Van Meadows. Is that who we're speaking with tonight?
Absolutely, absolutely. Queen Simmons.
What up?
King Atterbury. King and Queen's Quarters, man. Y'all are blazing it tonight. Y'all got me vibing. My nice and smooth groove. I was like, nice and smooth, it's donkey. Oh, so heavy.
Oh,
junkie. All we want is you. And you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was that jam right there.
Yeah. Dope show, man. Y'all are rocking.
You. We are great. It's great to hear your voice tonight. How are you doing?
Thanks.
Oh man, I'm a little tired, but I'm here. You know, I'm tired, but I'm here. Long weekend, you know, a lot of driving, you know. But my kids got some more of their family again, so you know, it was a bittersweet. I'll take those drives anytime.
Yeah, that's what's up,
man. I know you definitely need a minute to breathe at this point.
Man, I sure do. I sure do. Whew.
I hope you're taking some time to take care, you know, check in on, you know, numero uno, because you keep it all going, and we're definitely praying for your strength, you know.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You see your
Thank
efforts
you. I appreciate
and keeping
that.
Your
Thanks, brother.
I appreciate that. I'm on vacation this week, so I'm definitely in chill mode. You know, I got some things I want to take care of, but I'm definitely in chill mode. You know, I'm not overexerting myself. I'm not doing too much.
Okay.
Yeah,
and the little one is all better?
Yeah. Say that again.
The little one, she's all better?
Oh, man, yeah, she's great. Yeah, she she told me, she said, Dad, I'm ready to go home.
That is wonderful to hear. God bless.
That's what's up, bro.
Yeah, yes. I said, see, before she said it, she said, Dad, I want to go back to your house. I said, which is it? You want to go home? You want to go back to my house? Can you pick? But it's all good. It's all good. That's what happens when you're 4 years old and you're 4 years old and you got options, you know?
Right, yeah. Exactly. A woman and her options. You can never, don't mess with it. Don't mess with it. We're going to exercise all of them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, she's definitely up. Thank you so much.
You are most welcome. Well, we are going to let you get back to your maxa and relaxing, but I hope you brought a piece on the topic that you'd like to share with us or something along the vibe.
Absolutely, I sure did.
All right. Well, when you're ready, give me a ring.
All right, I appreciate you. I don't want to be inside the tape. I want to live outside those lines amid all the hype, not knowing when I can elevate into elevation, but I want to meditate within the meditation so my growth pattern can be met with rings like on the planet Saturn, so my mind can be shielded by those things that create negative energy and I can be guarded. See, my verbal intercourse will steer you back onto the right course. While I can fight the urge to become angry and end up like a statistic more so because I value me. In this life, I walk to my own beat. The drums may sway me, but I move on my own feet. So when I see the chalk lines, I say, please, not this time. I hold my tongue because if I get upset, you or I just might regret the moment I saw my brother or sister under the sheet. I can't end up on the first 48 and be reminded of how we get to meet. One thing I believe is to take a moment to breathe. So I can smell more than just death, more than burning smoke of burned dreams under my breath. Heaven's awaiting me and you. But one thing is true. Today, you have an opportunity to make a choice. Choose life over death and please raise your powerful voice to help change the trajectory of a fired bullet so we can continue being each other's keeper and live life to the fullest. Poem.
I know that's right, bro. You know what I mean? Laying it out there, letting the people know, consciously set. That was dope, bro. You know what I mean?
Appreciate you, brother.
Put it up. Salute.
Appreciate you, Queen. Man, I salute you for having this topic, man. Cool, man.
Hey, everybody,
you know,
need
what,
a moment to breathe.
Yes, sir. Like, this takes me to, I was having a conversation with a member of my family who is a sergeant at the Newark Police Department. And he was talking about how, you know, he see all of these, you know, like body bags, all this death in the city. And he said a lot of it stems from passion. Like, there'll be a lot of it stems from situations where it's like a girl get into the passionate situation with a guy, and then she goes and calls one of her relatives, and then that relative is involved in something. So, you know, he responds out of passion, thinking he's protecting her. And now it's this feud that goes on and on and on, and it just rounds up. And in the way that you worded it, and the way you said, like, to take a minute to think about how, you know, we all have our breaking points, but if we identify, like, you know, what we could do to stop it from getting it, even though you see that people are constantly trying you and their situation is constantly trying your energy, you have to take that power back. And I love the way you put that. I love the way you put that. That was very dope.
Thank you, Queen. Thank you so much.
Definitely. You definitely leveled that one out. You know what I mean? Like, letting them know, like, yo, we see what's going on. You know what I'm saying? We need change in this environment.
We definitely need change, man, in it. And it's, you know, I think the moment that people realize how powerful their voices are, and when I said change the trajectory of the bullet, change the trajectory of the bullet.
I know that's
don't shoot it into one another. Just go ahead and shoot it into the air. If you're upset, send off the warning, fire the warning shot.
Shoot off a blank.
Yes, you know, and that key is more so because I value me. You said that in the poem,
right,
too. And I think that's the key, too.
Yeah.
A lot of people go too far because it's okay. They don't value their own lives enough. Man, this is gold right here. This is
we're in the days of the final frontiers. You know what I mean? That's why I picked that topic, moment to breathe.
Absolutely,
we all need
man.
A moment
absolutely.
To breathe.
And, you know, when I talk about the rings of Saturn, man, you know how far away Saturn is from us? you know, man, listen, you can shoot as many bullets as you want into the air. They still ain't going to reach the ring of Saturn.
I know that's right.
They'll lose their steam before they even get there. They'll burn up in the stratosphere. Come on, Change the trajectory of the bullet. Oh, man.
There's so much hidden in this piece. It's like line by line to be dissected and read so much more. That is so well done. This is a really great piece, man. A really great piece.
Yeah, definitely.
Hey, I appreciate
y'all.
I literally wrote it like 15 minutes before the show.
That's what's up. We need to make that change, man. We really do.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I thank y'all for the platform. I thank y'all for the topic.
You're welcome,
thank y'all,
man.
For giving me the moment to breathe. I appreciate
it. We appreciate you, man. You know what I mean?
And the title was, I didn't I didn't mention the title of this piece, but the title of the piece is Just a Moment to Breathe. So I thank you.
I know that's right.
You're beautiful. Avina, before we let you go, do you want to give us a rundown of what's going on?
Oh, man, this is a great week for poetry, y'all. Listen up. Tuesday night, y'all, we got War Council with Mojave, and we talking about dating with children. My God.
My God. Ooh.
All of us have been there or are still there. Come on, dude.
Oh, I'm coming, too.
Absolutely. Wednesday night, you just heard Miss VIP and La Pearl, La Negra, the erotic lovers on it. Ooh. Y'all, listen, this is the last week for the sex games, y'all. I cannot promise you what I will write or what I won't write, but I know I'm going to write something. And I hope y'all do too.
I feel you.
And then Thursday night. Yes, sir. Thursday night. Oh, my gracious. We got to get down with J. Rob, the wise son, and yours truly, Poetic. Man, listen, the hottest show on Thursday nights, man, y'all better come on through. Friday night, y'all, is going to be Iron Sharpens Iron with Anonymity, and I believe La Pearl, a nigga, will be guest hosting with him. Saturday night, y'all, Poetic Therapy. Woo, come through and just release. Bring that poetic therapy with La Pearl La Negra. Sunday night, the Inspiration Factory with Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and Alonzo. Monday night, y'all, we'll be right back in here. King and Queen's Quarters with Queen Simmons and King Atterbury. Your Highnesses, back to you.
Definitely a dope lineup. 7 days a week.
Absolutely.
Right.
What more can
definitely
you
hit that
for?
Number or the Blog Talk Radio / people any night of the week.
Any night of the week. The number ain't going to change. The web login ain't going to change. So listen, the only thing that's going to change is the show.
That's right. You know what I'm saying? What more could you ask for when your feet hit the asphalt?
Absolutely. There it is.
Well, King
been so poetic tonight with these lines, man. I'm running out of ink trying to jot them all down, bro. Come on, man.
You need the cops of more raw lakes, bro.
You're right. I'm going to give me some more.
That's
some
where
more.
It's coming from.
Yeah, energy, baby, energy.
Y'all know how he did. And that way he say, take your tucks off.
Indeed. What a poet. Thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Yeah, we appreciate you, brother.
Appreciate y'all.
I hope you enjoy the rest of the show and stick by, see what else is going on. All right?
Yes.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Whew. You're coming through tonight, man. I don't even know what to
say.
Yeah,
definitely. You know what? After that piece right there, let's go on to another song right now. You know what I mean? And give the people some live music and whatnot as we bring in the next caller afterwards.
All right. Let's see what else I got. Please. Stand by. Here we go.
I know it's going to be dope.
I'm going to play that song that I was telling you they redid that Gangstar track with. It's really dope. I hope you like it. One second. It's by Run the Jewels.
Oh. Ooh la la, ah wee wee. 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 Ooh la la.
Looking for M's like I lost a friend. Jump out of my bed like where that bread. You go hold the egg. Waiter, bring a check. When we talk, we collision cars. Keep us in your thoughts. Fully dressed at the crack of dawn. Weapons heading off. I can hear them from the block. See them creeping through the fog. Season's greetings. The feeding season can start. Oh my God. Look alive. Looking like I live life on a crooked line. Doing fine. You want maximum stupid. I am the guy.
First of all, fuck the fucking law. We is fucking raw. Take our car. Horses on the half jail. Switch it bar. Life a bitch. And the pussy. Still fuck the wall. I'm a dog, I'm a dirty dog. Ha 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 ha. Oh, dirty bastard, go in your jaw. Shimmy, shimmy, y'all. Got the semi in the hemi. Going gimme, y'all. Pugilistic, my linguistics are they rule the damage, y'all. And I rap it, pornographic, be set up the camera.
Ooh la la, ah wee wee. Ooh la la, ah wee wee. Ooh la la, ah wee wee. Ooh la la, ah wee wee.
And I got you covered, I'm busted. My brother's a runner, he crushing, it's no discussion. I used to be muskin', I wasn't supposed to be nothing. Y'all fuckers corrupted, I up to something disgusting. My pockets are pumping this season, I love the couple. I'm afraid of nothing but nothing, this ain't it something. War mongers are dumping, a point and click at your bunker. You're suffering instructions, so put your kids in the open.
Fuck a king, a queen, and all of they lost subjects. I pull my penis out and I piss on they Jews in public. People, we the pirates, the pride of this great republic. No matter what you order, motherfucker, we what you stuck with. I used to love Bruce, but living might be the loca. Help me understand, I'm probably more of a joke. When we usher in chaos, just know that we did it style. Cannibals on this island, inmates run the asylum.
Ooh la la, ah wee wee.
Hey.
Ooh la la, ah wee wee.
Hey.
Ooh la la, ah wee wee.
Hey.
Ooh la la.
DJ DJ.
Straight out of our lips. Them, they got boo bodies, hard rock Brooklyn kids. Us, floor rush, when the DJ booming classics. You dig the crew on the baddest hip-hop record. He touched the kinks and sinks into the sound. Cheap frequency, battered joints called underground. Our funk booms like you hit the Mary Jane. They flock to booms, man, boogie had to change. Who freaks the clips with mad amount percussion? Where kinky hair goes to unthought of dimensions? Why is it so fly? Cause hip-hop kept some drama. When butterfly rock the light, we sway boomers. What by the cut, we push it off the corner. How was the buzz entire hip-hop era? Was fresh in fact since we started saying Audi? Cause funk's made fat from right beneath my hood. The pooba of the styles like miles and shit. Like 60 funky worms with waves and perms. Just sending junky rhythms right down your block. We beat to rap, what key beat to lock? But I'm cool like that, I'm cool like that. I'm cool like that, I'm cool like that. I'm cool like that, I'm cool like that. I'm cool like that, I'm cool, I'm cool.
Queen Bee the chocolate chaps in my rap. She innovates after sweet a cat nap. He at the funk club with the vibrate. Them they be crazy down with the five mate. It can kick a plan than a crowd burst. Me, I be digging it with the bug burst. Us, we be freaking till dawn, peace and I. He gets to change his mind, so I say hi. Who understood? Yeah, understood the plan. Him heard of it and put it to his hand. What I just slipped, let border get loose. How to consume all the
lifted off the plastic. The babes will go spastic. Hip hop is a classic. Pimp playing sharp, it don't matter. I'm fatter, ask butter how I zone.
Man, Cleopatra Jones.
And I'm chill like that. 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 I'm chill.
Get your feet, cause the clips be fat for us. Them dug the jams and commenced to going off. She sweats the beats and asks me cause she puffed. Me, I got crew kids, seven and a crescent. Us cause a buzz when a nickel bags a dope. Him, that's my man with the asteroid belt. They catch a fizz from the Mr. Doodle Big. He rocks the teeth from the Crooklyn 9 Pig. The reverbs are slick like my gangster stroll. The lyrics just like Luke coming stacks and rolls. You used to find the bug in a box of days. Now he boogies up your stage, plats twist the braids. And I'm peace like that. 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 I'm peace.
Check it out, man. I groove like that. I'm smooth like that. I jive like that. I roll like that.
Yeah, I'm thick like that. I stack like that. I'm down like that. I'm black like that.
Yo, I funk like that. I'm fat like that. I'm in like that cause I swing like that.
We jazz like that. We freak like that. We zoom like that. We out. We out. We out.
I just took my socks off.
Take them off.
I just took my socks off.
Take them off.
I just took my socks off.
Take them off.
At Epiphany Radio.
A baby, baby.
Baby, baby.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Canyon Queens Quarters. Up a real entertainment network tonight. We are taking a moment to breathe. I hope that you're willing to join us. I'm just going to remind you guys that the call-in number is 319-527-6300. And just remember to hit that one in order to be heard. Okay, are you ready to keep this party rolling? It's been an amazing night so far. I don't know about you.
Yeah, let's keep these calls rolling in because I'm cool like that.
Yes, he's telling me. He's telling me the ladies vibe out here all by myself. Man. All right.
No.
So it looks like our next caller is coming in from area code 615. 615, welcome to King and Queen Quarters. Who do we have on the mic tonight?
You have C34 Music in Stereo, and I am not taking my socks off because, you know, I'm going to scrub my feet first. That's how that's going to go down. I'm like, look.
C Double, what's going on, brother? What's good, brother?
Everything is everything. You know, I'm celebrating another year on this earth, and I
that's peace.
Happy, and I'm like, I have the opportunity to go into a Cracker Barrel part and then leave. That's how I feel about it.
Oh, all
right. Well, happy born
that
day.
Is, thank you. That's the very, that's the benefits. That's the benefits of getting in your 50s.
I know that's right.
Away. I know that's right.
Yep. And don't give a damn.
Not a single one, huh?
Nope.
Well,
not a single one.
In honor of your birthday, you don't have to take your socks off, but can we get a baby baby?
Well, I was, well, I don't know how many babies. No, I don't want to give a baby baby because I only made one. So I'm going to keep it.
Okay.
That's how I'm going to do it. And I'm going to keep it that way. Yes.
Fair enough. But this is what you did at Cracker Barrel, and you're doing your own thing, and it is your day. You're not going to hold you. You're not going to even hold you to it.
Yeah, I'm not going to hold it. It is. May I make a mark, then make a spark over this fat track?
Yes. Listen, we have taken a moment to breathe tonight. So you have a piece that you'd like to share with us that's similar to this topic?
Well, I hope it's not an obscene phone call. But, yeah, I do have a piece.
Okay. Well, we're welcoming all pieces. You know, let us know how you feel when you're ready.
Yes.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. This piece is called Time to Breathe. I need a moment to breathe. I breathe out oxygen some call toxic masculinity in the vicinity of those who say they're victimized by these written lines I'm spitting here tonight. Excuse me, let me improvise so you can try to criticize like I have criminal ties, how I attack the entertainment industry as feminists invite me for conversations over dinner and beer, getting intoxicated to the point they're sleeping in my bed in attempts to get intimate while trying to turn me effeminate like Lil Nas X or Prince. Sensitive while they decapitate me to become emasculate as they get buck naked out of Birkenstocks, flannel, and their cargo pants. They got more grunge than Kurt Cobain on cocaine, losing hair and using Rogaine. I'd rather be with Carly Simon because you're so vain, popping a vein out the side of your neck, making a cameo appearance with their chunky A. They look like a walrus and albatross named Angela and Pamela, both wearing camel toes at a dance hall called Camelot. Paparazzi damaged their cameras because I exposed them as amateurs, and now they work afternoons driving tractors at Amazon. If you don't know me by now, you should never ever battle me. I'm the champion of mental combat, and you're a cerebral fatalities with your fallacies. Get over here. I blew your mind like Monica Lewinsky on the Hindenburg, Ode to Humanity. I know a poet living in Houston, and her tagline is fabulous. I can't deny it. I'll be so into you in the studio, you'll have to breathe. I'll have you running like a quarterback, Cunningham, Lamar Jackson, or Kaepernick, gasp for air, because this is not a game. It's a massacre. Survey the damages through this catastrophe, and you'll discover at the end of it all, that's peace.
Oh.
Whoa.
The birthday guy is in rare form tonight.
I see that's right.
I need the air horns right now. That was deep.
Yeah, that was definitely an Avatar moment.
It was that opening line. I breathe out oxygen that some people call toxic masculinity. Buck naked out of a Birkenstock. I was like, look, you're here. Oh.
No, that's right.
They got more grunge.
I gave you the
Kurt
visual, didn't I?
On cocaine? Wait a minute.
Using hair and using Rogaine.
Listen. I'm going to add him next time, but okay. Shot fired. Woo.
Keep rolling.
Absolutely. That was amazing. Thank you so much for bringing that piece to us. Oh, man. Get it off
the chest. Well, you guys inspired me with the topic, so I wanted to just come in and just give what I can, give you the best that I got, like I'm Anita Baker.
You definitely did that. We definitely appreciate it. It's an absolute pleasure to have you tonight and every night that you join us. Make sure that you come back over Monday night. And definitely listen out for those amazing tracks that you make for the host here on Epiphany. Those are always, great words. You really push the pieces and the conversations to the next level behind the perfect amount of music. And we love to see it. We definitely love to see it. So again.
Well,
thank you so much.
Just realize that you two are next. Just realize that.
We are next. Okay. All right.
Okay.
That.
We'll be looking out.
No doubt. True facts.
Indeed. Well, thank you so much for joining us tonight, ladies and gentlemen. That's C-34 Music, the music man himself. Again, thank you. And one love and one mic tonight.
Time for my peppermint snob so I can get drunk like Eddie Murphy's dad. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic, brother. Word up. Thanks for coming through.
All right.
It's peppermint snob. Woo! You get peppermint schnapps from how you know they were so big in those. But it's his birthday, and he's cracking them off in Cracker Barrel. So, you know.
Hey, do you, bro. You know what I mean?
Enjoy. Definitely, you know, many more happy returns around this earth. We, you know, happy to have you. You know, happy to hear you. Happy that you're here.
In the 50s with Liddy. You know what I mean? Liddy in the 50s.
That was dope. That was dope. He heard that. That was like battle rap. I wasn't ready. I was not expecting that. Okay. How about we keep this show rolling? Are you ready, King?
Yeah, let's get it. Let's get to it.
Okay. Next up on the mic, we have area code 443. Welcome to King and Queen Quarters. Who do we have on the mic tonight?
Hey, this is Essential Yajani. How are you?
Husband.
Hey, how you doing, Johnny?
Yeah. Hey.
We got the baby. Diva in the building.
Right.
Yeah. Listen, she's a diva in her own right. Put some respect on that name right there.
Hey, I'm only saying what her sisters always say. You know what I mean?
I'm going to have to bring that little meme back.
Right.
I'm going to have to reshare my baby diva picture.
Okay.
How are you doing? You know what? Listen, the music y'all been playing has been everything. It's such a vibe. Such a vibe.
Yeah, thank you.
Appreciate it. Yeah. Definitely appreciate it. And it's great to hear your voice. You know, you see you in the background and you're always here in support and showing, you know, love for the shows. And, you know, it's great to hear you. It's great to hear you.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt.
We're talking, taking a moment to breathe tonight. Is there a piece that you'd like to share on the topic?
Mm-hmm. Wait a minute, give me one second. My volume seems off. I'm sorry, say that again for me.
I would say, is there a way that you, that's the question I meant to ask you. What's the way that you take a moment to breathe when your life gets chaotic? When things get chaotic in this world, how do you take a moment to yourself and breathe?
How do you take a moment to breathe?
I am working on getting back to taking that moment, to be honest. Like, this time of year is perfect for what I usually do. I'm a stargazer, right? So I head outside. I take a whole comforter out there. When it's cool like this, it's perfect. And I spend some time outside. Yeah. So soon I'll be back out there. But that's the only time I can kind of, like, quiet my mind, because if I'm inside, there's so much that I have to do and, you know, thinking ahead to the next thing. But going outside, all of that stops.
You know what they say, you got to let your mind be free. Get breezy.
Yeah.
For real. That's definitely a good idea. Getting outside and getting at one with nature is definitely a good way to take a minute to breathe. And I know, you know, just following you and following your journey. And I love how transparent you are about the things that you experience in your life and how you go. You know, you make everything sound like it's easy. And I know that strong tends to be an insult almost to Black women, because we have a tendency to, you know, everybody thinks that we can take
a moment.
We
be tired.
I definitely see your efforts. And it's good that you have a way to take that peace back to yourself and take care of yourself. Yeah.
So I know that's right.
Yeah. So I didn't write anything new, but to be honest, I was reflecting on your topic, and it reminded me of something that that talks about me, like, stepping outside, because that's also my time to breathe, you know. So it's another favorite that I brought with me. from the introvert's perspective, stepping outside, not because something is wrong, but because it happened to be beautiful outside. It's a full moon and needed to be viewed. So that's what I brought with me tonight.
Oh, that sounds amazing. I can't wait to hear it. So when you're ready, the mic is all yours.
Thank you. I remember the constellations we talked about the night we met and how you didn't see my taking a break from socializing as something that needed to be remedied. Instead, you joined me without disrupting my peace, and you followed my line of sight until you realized that I was only spending time with the moon. And soon afterwards was this ease of being, this timely feeling that somehow we met before. I loved how I laughed with you over some obscure, corny, geeky shit. Details I wouldn't share because no one else would get it. You felt familiar, like the home I would go to. And when I would wake with you, no one cared about how much time had passed. I couldn't last past the first of too many movies chosen. And to be honest, I only wanted to sleep with you, to lay beside you, close my eyes, and be at peace with you. I walked through dreams with you. You're still the one I felt the most like myself with. You're the only one who I've seen along the seams of not quite now and a long time ago. And though right now might not be ours, I believe we'll meet again, pick up where we left off, and remember, listen to the journey.
Oh,
you definitely
my God.
Have a way of bringing words to life. You know what I mean, definitely enjoyed hearing that piece.
Right. It's so intimate, but so light at the same time. It's like you said, I love how I laugh with you. You felt familiar, like a home. I walked through dreams with you. And that part where you said between not quite now and a long time ago, I know that feeling. It's like old kindred spirits that you can't quite get married
with.
So perfectly.
I have a question too.
What's that?
When you write your pieces, is it just all natural or is there muse?
It depends. So this was something. It honestly started with a couple of things. A lot of my favorites are inspired by more than one thing. And I think this one was actually a prompt from the Soul Cafe, maybe the beginning of last year. And the phrase was, the one who I never kissed, something like that. And so I came up with this whole story about a relationship that kind of was only a friendship and never went beyond that. But, like, how it started. And then it was kind of, like, also piecing together, like, this dream of being connected and not quite understanding where that connection started. It's actually part of a series, too. This is the first poem in a series of three, and it's called the Remember Series. And so it kind of starts with this meeting, and then it goes to this dream. I've read that piece too, but it's this dream about being connected and realizing that you've not only crossed paths, but you've had previous lives, concurrent like lives together. So, and it's just like realizing and having glimpses of those past lives. So yeah, this is part of love story theory.
That sounds amazing. That reminds me of this book. It's a small, obscure. It's called Redemption Songs. And it was just about a couple that kept meeting in different lives. They just kept running into each other in different spaces in their lives.
Yeah.
They always either fell in love with one another, even if it was at the wrong time in their lives, different spaces, different periods. I love that. I love that idea.
Yeah.
I can't wait to hear the three of them together. I'm going to look out for that on your page.
I think that's dope the way you place all that in perspective. When I sort of remind me of a book I have coming out in December called The Book of Joel.
I mean, so that's what's up. I mean,
okay. All right. You want to look up that?
Definitely.
Thank
will.
You for this. If we too.
You're more than welcome. Please
we appreciate you coming through.
Want to share with us? Indeed, yes, we do.
One love for Mike.
One love for my friend. Oh, man. Oh, my gosh. Essentially, Janice is a vibe all her own that I just love to enjoy. You have to close your eyes when you listen to her poetry. It's just so, takes you somewhere. Thank you so much for blessing the mic with us tonight, Janice. That was amazing.
Yeah. Appreciate that. Definitely.
Okay, so can we be ready for the next caller?
Let's bring in the next caller.
All right. It looks like our next caller is coming to us from area code 506. Area code 506, welcome to King and Queen's Quarters. Who do we have on the line with us tonight?
Lady A, how are you?
Oh, Lady A. Welcome, welcome. How are you?
Well, we just weathered a big hurricane. And it was the largest. Yeah, it was the biggest storm in the history of our country.
Yeah, I heard pieces and bits about that. Well, I'm glad everybody's safe out there, you know what I mean?
Yeah, there was a tremendous amount of damage, though. It was amazing to watch. It was just, because I'm on the beach, but there are cottages in front of the house across the street, and they got hit really, really bad. And, I mean, there were 8-foot waves coming over the breakwater.
Oh, my God. Oh.
They had to get snow plows out to get the sand and the seaweed off the road.
Yeah,
it was quite a...
Everybody good out there, you know what I mean? Word. It's always a tragedy, you know what I mean? Walking down
it's
that
a, the
area.
Only, I think there was only, there was one, I shouldn't say only, there was one death over in Newfoundland, which is in the Atlantic Ocean. It's an island off of Nova Scotia, part of our country. And they had their shorefront houses and they're up on cliffs in the rocks, and they call Newfoundland the Rock. Anyway, one of the houses toppled over into the sea. And there was a 73-year-old woman in her house, and it was like something right out of a movie, really. So violent was the, just we have like there's three cottages down the road that are teetering on the edge of the cliff, and watched a baby barn float in front of the cottage that it belonged to into the next cottage, and it was unbelievable. And yes, there's lots to be thankful for sure.
Absolutely. Well, we're glad to hear that you're okay, and very sorry for the loss of the person who passed away. That's
thank
that
you.
Yes.
It's pretty serious stuff, but. We think we're all smarty pants, don't we? That we're so strong, we know all how to do everything, and we've got no power over the sea, over Mother Nature whatsoever, do we?
Right, exactly. We do not. You want to show us we've lost. But, you know, things can always be replaced. People cannot. So, you know, when you think about the loss of property, you know, it's a difficult thing to overcome, but... You know, if you're still here to fight another day, it's definitely a good reason to, you know, take a moment to breathe and just, you know, look at the positive sides of things and keep moving forward, find your strength. Really happy to hear you tonight, Lady A. I'm glad to hear that you're okay.
Yes, thank you very much. We were without power from Friday till this morning at 3:30. So that meant no heat or lights or water because the pump is run by electricity, but there were like big roasting pans on the barbecue to heat up the water to wash. So, even when you have to make do, you make do, right? So
yes,
it's a bit of a challenge. So that hopefully is the last storm like that we'll have.
Yes, knock on wood. So pray for that. And you know, the Epiphany family were definitely, when we heard where it hit, you know, I believe it was Dan or Danielle, we were like, you know, let's check in on Lady A, you know, one of our Canadian, you know, poets, you know, one of our favorite Canadian poets, to make sure that she's okay. So you've definitely been in, you know, the Epiphany family's prayers, and we're hoping that everything works out really well for you.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, see, I didn't have any access to the internet or anything, so I wouldn't have gotten any messages. I've got some to check up on, but I appreciate that so much. I can't tell you actually how much I appreciate it.
Most
I have a poem about, you know, it's titled "I Can't Breathe." It's quite dark. I can switch it over to something else if you prefer. Well, some of the stuff that's been read tonight has been, you know, fairly serious, and so I, you know what, I'm going to read it anyways. You know, it's where that's how I felt when I came on. So.
Okay.
So if I may.
All right. Well, welcome it. Well, the mic is all yours when you're ready.
Thank you. I can't breathe. Monday evening came after a day of unrest, a day of uncertainty. Clinical in the morning, I was pressing my white uniform and the phone rang. She said, "Bob's dead. He blew his head off." And at first I thought she was drunk, and then his sister got on the phone. "It's true, he shot himself this morning." And I screamed, "No!" In that moment, I lost my mind, my balance, my breath. Oh, God, I lost my love. Why? What happened? Why? Why? That day I died too. An animal caged, pacing, roaring, howling, whimpering. Sleep. Oh, I begin to stir and remember he's dead. Vomit like a volcano erupts, spews. Eyes wild, pacing, muttering to myself. It can't be true. Screams blow out of a place I can't identify. Walls that shred the paint. Wails that shred the paint on the walls, on the ceiling. Weeping, hysterical. I can't breathe. I can't see. I'm numb. Yet there is excruciating pain. Sleep. Dream of him. But I can't see his face. Music. Soothes the gripping ache in my guts. I can't stop the pounding of my heart. I can hear it beating in my ears. Music calms the raging beast. Sleep. Dream. No face. That moment in time turned into 3 years of endless crying, eternal anguish, sorrow beyond anything I ever knew. Each day, one foot in front of the other, I want to die. Study for exams, go to clinical, take care of my patients, come home, and there is the shrine on my bed, and the strips of paint dangle from the ceiling. I know the pain he was in. He left me in even greater pain. I drown in sorrow, grief stricken. I want to hurl myself in his grave. In peace.
Wow.
I just wanted to give that piece a minute. As a suicide survivor, I know, I can't say that I know your journey specifically, but I know the feeling of being so wrapped up in how that moment repeats and how hard it is to release and to, I don't know what this thing is, they tell you to move past it, but I feel like you articulated very well in your poetry how you are processing it. You know, I won't say move past it. I think that's a horrible way to look at things because you never really can. So, but I just... want to say thank you. I know it's hard to bring some things like that to different spaces because it has a tendency to, but that the purpose here is release and, you know, to take a moment to breathe. That's the thing that we brought to it. So, you know, it takes to work through that poetically for you and to release in that way, you know, we have to welcome it. And I know as far as I'm concerned for myself, it is very hard to write through that because there is a point where people expect you to get past how dark and hurt makes you feel.
It never. I think ultimately we learn how to cope and simply survive.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I think poetry is definitely a way to live on and to try to reanimate that person in a way. And you can do that in a, you know, definitely feel those feelings, definitely take that sorrow, that poetic sorrow, and channel it into what you feel. You know, I think I try to find
it's
ways
such a
to,
journey, isn't it? Such a huge journey of learning and dealing. And I think the mistake people make when someone's grieving is to say, you know, you'll get over it, because you never get over losing someone that you love, and certainly not to violence like that. And
you never get over things. No, I was going to say, you never get over things, but that's why one must practice meditation and stillness. When you keep yourself still and you place yourself in a certain interim of forward in life, you find life between meaning of here and there, you know, and you can keep yourself upbeat in the world. Because this world is growing dark, so never allow darkness to live inside of the light. We must always flourish light within the darkness that is surrounding us. You know what I mean? So, you know, when people pass on, we must always enjoy the good moments that we share with them, and never focus on the bad or the indiscretion of knowing that something went wrong in the life that moved on from existence of our own, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I've learned that many, many years ago, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think I was stuck for at least 3 years after. It was such a horrific thing to go through. But you know something, I could write about this poem. I only wrote 4 years ago, and he's been gone since 1994. And so I don't have that pain anymore, that anguish that I had for such a long time. But I can take this experience, and especially in my daily life, and I'm very aware, I'm very in tune with if you see or hear somebody say something that could be understood as a cry for help, then I can act on it in a gentle way to see if I can help them or at least steer them to the help that they need. But it also became, I was always a compassionate person, but it also helped me to be even more compassionate in my work because I knew what those family members were going through as they watched their loved ones pass away. And I think that there's always benefit to sorrow. There's always some kind of silver lining in the darkness. And today I can think of him in a brighter way because, you know, the love that I have for him and still have for him lives on. And and my love poetry is all about him. So there's the beauty of what we had remains very much alive in a positive way.
Right.
I don't mean to call. No. I didn't mean to talk so much.
No, it's fine. It's fine. That's what you're for. What I wanted to say is something that I have been challenging myself with that I heard in a different poetry room is to find, like, when you take your traumatic pieces, to look for ways to find a way back into the to bring the listener or the reader back into the light so that they don't get lost in your pain. That's a challenge, especially when you're still working through the listener. But I think that's an important way to help to heal that residual dark place in yourself, is to look for the light in that same space they were holding darkness for. You know what I mean? They're holding space for the pain. So I think that that is a challenge that we can both stand to take from this, is that, you know, it's supposed to bring, to be able to have this conversation, to bring people through it and then bring them out of it with us, because we are working our way out of it. So we can't leave people in those dark pieces and that dark place that we were in. We have to bring them out of it poetically all the way too. So that's a challenge that we can work on. But Lady A, we definitely appreciate your piece and we appreciate this conversation with you tonight. And I hope that everything works out and that you guys get your power back on and that everybody's, you know,
property
is
true.
We powered back on about 3:15 this morning. So, but I also want to say to you how I'm sorry for your loss and that you lived the same experience.
Thank you.
So you're my sister.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. Sorry for your loss as well. We're going to keep talking about this, and we'll work through this poetically. You send me your pieces, and I'll definitely send you mine. We're friends on Facebook as well, so we can continue this conversation on our own. I want
to.
Yes,
I would love to. Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
All right, so I'll look out for you. It's great talking to
you.
You
have a great heart.
Day.
Thanks, King. Too.
You're welcome.
Your words of advice.
Hey, it works tonight. You know what I mean? So one love, one mic.
Going to
be all
one
right.
Love, one
mic. Indeed. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Lady A. Thank you so much for joining us. And again, we're glad to hear that you're doing great. Power's restored and, you know, that everything is coming along fine. All right. Whew. Put me down to a place, King. I don't know. I think I need a minute. I'm going to play a little bit of music. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, let the vibes come in.
All right. That would have been perfect. Hold on one second. Studio. You know, sometimes when this thing has you on the ropes, it just decides it want to take its sweet time. But I'm ready. I'm so sorry about that.
Yeah. All right. It's like that artist Shannon said, let the music play.
Right. Okay. All right. I'm going to play this track real quick. Hold on, King.
Afraid I don't know how, cause there's a possibility that you look at me differently, love. Ever since the first moment I spoke your name, from then on I knew that by you being in my life, things were destined to change, cause love. Many people use your name in vain. Love, those who have faith in you sometimes go astray. Love, through all the ups and downs, the joys and hurts. Love.
get to know you. Longing for your kiss,
for
your
kiss,
touch,
for your
feel,
for
your presence. Many nights I've cried from the things you do. Felt like I could die from the thought of losing you. I know that you're real, with no doubts and no fears and no questions.
Yeah.
the baby.
David, David. Hey, yeah. How you doing,
King? Feeling good. I'm feeling righteous out this mug. You know what I mean? Like, yo, we in here.
We in here. Yeah. That's it. That's right.
We in here.
All in all, it's been a therapeutic night. I don't know about for you. It's been therapy for me. I don't know about you.
Man,
how
it's
you
been
feel?
Something special tonight. It's been something special tonight. That's all
it
I
have. It has, finally. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are in the overtime right now. It is 11:02. Haven't called in. I guess you've missed your chance for the night. Walk Talk Lady does not play, but we are going to keep this party going and give all of our callers a chance to bless the mic with us tonight. King, you ready to take our next call?
Yeah, let's bring the callers in. You know what I mean?
Yes, indeed. Ooh, it looks like our next caller on the mic is none other than the boss man himself, author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the poet. How are you tonight?
What
is
doing, Queen? Hello, Queen. Oh, my brother, your highness. How are you guys?
We good out here in these streets. We making it happen.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about, man. I'm loving the vibe. I'm loving the vibe. I'm digging the music. I've been bopping my head. You know, that last song by my man Music, Soul Child, that was the joint right there.
Yeah.
It's been all right. It has been therapeutic.
Yeah, everyone's taking a different approach to the idea of taking a moment to breathe. And every perspective has been something different and something. Some of the calls are a little challenging because they challenge those, you know, those feelings inside of you. But I love it. That's what we're here for. That's the platform it's for, right?
Yes, right. Yeah. That's right.
All right. Well, boss man, how about you tell us how you take a moment to breathe when this world gets stressed out for you? Because I know you wear a lot of hats out here in the world. You do a lot of things.
Yeah. Well, I mostly use intravenous drugs. I shoot up and I smoke and I drink and I fall back. You know what I'm saying? I fall back.
Yes.
Feel you on that.
Anybody there?
Yeah. This world can be something else when I, you know.
Y'all crazy. Something wrong with y'all. No, seriously. I don't understand y'all.
That's
y'all crazy.
Trina,
something
man.
Wrong with y'all. Did y'all faint? What happened? I don't know.
I'm like,
Trina lost her mic. That's what's up.
I know something had to happen. I said, maybe I shouldn't have said that. But no. Seriously, on a serious note, I love the question. Seriously, you know, there's keywords that I practice for the longest time, you know, with myself to remember to say things I remember to do. And I keep pounding myself every time I go through something to remember these things, you know, and it's simple things, real simple things. And one of them is to simply stop and breathe and get your breath, you know. One thing for me, I tell myself to sing. I tell myself to sing a song. To force myself to sing, no matter what it is I'm going through, to force myself to sing something, you know, to snap me out of it, you know. But mostly what I do to calm myself down or when I'm going through something like that, it is meditation. And one thing that helps me to meditate is creating things. And that's when you come with raw links. It helps me. It soothes me. Some of you ladies may do knitting, crocheting, or things of that nature. I'll create. I'll throw some music on. Music is my thing, the vibration. I'll find something soothing that can take me away from that. Music ministers to me, you know. And then I try to do something physically, like I say, like creating something, either writing or making something, you know, with my hands. And that's the greatest thing for me to relax. But mostly it's just as simple, do what you said in your questioning, is to stop and breathe. Got to stand still before you move forward, you know. Don't get lost in that current. It's easy to get pulled in. So you have to stop and simply breathe.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate that. I know it gets tough out here, and I do want everybody to know that was a joke. We're not going to
that was a joke, y'all. That was a joke.
That's what the one called before. I'm like, I didn't want anybody.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mercy. I was like, wow, that was quiet.
Right.
It was real quiet.
I just want to say one thing, though. One thing I want to say is thank you, boss man, you know what I'm saying, for the Raw Links joint. Nothing but great energy. I've been on one.
Yeah.
Boston out in these streets, killing them.
I see you, man. I see the pictures. There's some nice pictures, by the way, man. This guy right here, y'all don't know. This brother right here be on my case. Hey, yeah. I'm happy there. I'm glad that you like what you received, man, for real. And thank you for trusting me with your creative thoughts, you know.
Nah, man, it's
so,
dope, man. Next week I'm putting in another order, too.
His brother
I need that.
On rolling. I got your stuff on sitting on the side. Oh, I'm kidding. I got your stuff sitting on the side. Don't get it twisted.
All right. I'm coming for it. Everybody, definitely check out Raw Links. You got some amazing pieces that come from that madman mind of his. But he also makes those, you know, custom pieces made out of these are.
Hey, precious gems,
stones,
precious
right?
metals,
precious
crystals,
mm-hmm.
stones. Yeah. And if you have an idea of a piece that you would like, you know, just share it with me, like my brother does, and see what
that's
we can
right.
make happen.
A custom customer.
Yeah. Custom customer. I'm going to use that, bro. Yeah.
I know you brought a piece of poetry for us to listen to. It's going to knock our socks off.
Listen. All right, y'all made me change my piece like times. All right now.
Okay.
Hopefully y'all can get something from this. Yeah.
All right, the mic is yours.
Thank you. This piece is titled Writing to Escape. Love. Love. I'm writing to escape, to get ahead of the pain, back to the basics, pen and paper. Love. I'm trying to remember, but it seems that the hands of fate was, well, that love, that last love, it was written in pencil, and the aches of time have erased it. So there's nothing written on these pages. Loose leaf blowing in the wind. Even the lines are fading. And a story that was mine, a heart that's played a hurtful trick on me. April Fools, I've been that fool. Have you? My love was a story written in ink, invisible, once glowing so bright, even in the dark, now nothing but gray pastels and clouds on mood made up just for this unwanted view. Sightless, blinded by love, but misery, I see you. All that love is gone, and I'm trying to breathe. Misery, I see you. On a table sits a banquet of artificial roses in its fragrance. The smell of unscented perfumes litters the air. Abandoned nostrils reach out. But nothing's there. Our love's light dimmed by circumstances, circumventing life, but I can't get around it. No matter how hard I try, I can't slip it, so I might as well deal with it. Those pitfalls that stalk like thieves in the night that move about stealing happiness. Love. Gone. So I'll write about it. Maybe I'll keep it on file on this broken heart where I'll memorize it. Maybe I'll recite it someday, open mic, spit it, find the publisher of sad shit, write a bestseller full of brokenness, and have it published. Copyrighted in Congress. Oh, the scribbled edges and scars abrased this heart's pages were the fingers that plagiarized it, taking it while life was still in it, pumping, pumping, pumping while it was still beating. Love just goes to show you, if your heart isn't truly in it, then you'll fall out of it just like you fell into it. Love. So I've replaced the blood with ink from arteries surgically severed by the hands of God, despondently as I rewrite what was written on these blank loose leaf sheets concerning love. This story of a broken heart that no longer gives a fuck. I'm writing to get away, writing to get ahead of the pain, to the basics, pen and paper, love. Taking a moment to breathe while I'm writing to escape from this leftover love shit. Learning to breathe again, holding a broken pen as I write to escape the pain. Writing to escape, for real.
Definitely laid that out. That's what's up. Always appreciate when the boss man comes through.
Laying it out. That was
thank you. Thank you.
Like that part when you were like, if your heart isn't truly in it, then you'll fall out of it just as fast as you fell in it. The line about the arteries will go, I couldn't keep up. You drop them so fast, I couldn't. But I'm just like, little bombs in your left and right. And the description of the, on the table, there sits a vase of artificial roses and a tempting. This piece
I
like
can no longer smell love. Love.
Yeah.
That's when love no longer has a smell, a scent.
Yeah.
Artificial was her love.
That's like a, that's like a picture.
Always.
You painted a picture. You definitely painted a picture with this one. It's heartbreaking. But, you know, how you drew it back to your writing, I think that's important, and that's, that made it all the more beautiful.
Hey, I'll say this where it ties into what you're talking about. Because no matter how hard or how many times your heart has been broken, don't we learn to breathe again?
That's right.
We learn to breathe again.
Thank you.
We get shot by that Cupid's arrow once more again. Here we go again.
Sure.
And that's that piece. And that's that piece. Thanks for listening.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much. Boss man, that was a vibe. I appreciate that. So before we
thank
let you go,
yeah.
No, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not even gonna bother you because you know
you don't do it. I know
you're
good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah.
Appreciate you coming through. It's always a pleasure. You
thank
always
you.
Take it to a whole nother level, and you know you make me want to go deeper. You make me feel like I'm being superficial, and I need to find another level of you know, dive deep into those feelings and really paint those. That's what you do.
You've been doing a great job. I remember your last piece over there at the Soul Cafe. You reached in, and you got it. It's there for you, love. Just take your time.
Thank you.
And breathe. Take a moment.
Awesome.
One love, y'all.
And about behind some grandmasters. I appreciate you. One love, one mic.
One love.
Yeah.
One love.
One love, one mic.
Baby.
One love.
Baby. That's what the boss man was saying before he dropped off.
Yes. I do want to say I have around some great teachers. I appreciate all you guys. You're so amazing. Oh, man.
Everybody was dope tonight coming through. Word.
Indeed. Well, the party's not over yet. It looks like we had one last caller, and it is someone who doesn't visit us quite often enough. One of our Sunday night Pastor Paulie.
Hello, hello, kings and queens. What's going on?
What up, what up, what up?
Welcome, man, welcome.
Y'all bringing that fire tonight.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it. It's great to hear your voice. How have you been?
Well, I needed some poetry tonight, and I needed, I don't know, things just led to this, and I said, well, here we go. I'm calling. I had a moment without ripping around.
I appreciate it.
And I can't think
it's
of no better way.
It's always great to hear
Thank you. Thank you. I didn't know what I was going to do, so a piece popped up. So I guess that's the one I'm supposed to do.
Okay. Before we get you to that point, do you want to give us one of those, your famous gems, or we take a moment to breathe, or a way to take a piece, you know, a piece of peace out of this chaos?
Piece of peace out of chaos. The only way I know to get that is prayer.
Prayer.
Yeah, prayer is always the answer.
That's the only way I know to get any peace out of the chaos that is my life, this world, our lives. The only oasis from the madness.
Yeah.
When
who's the greatest doctor?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. The great physician.
The greatest doctor, God.
And you know this, man.
I love
the fact that I'm even here today attests to his greatness, his power, his forgivingness. Man, because I should have been dead and stinking many times, long time ago.
To hear the testimony. We love to hear it. Oh, man. Well, thank you so much.
I have no choice.
Appreciate the peace of this prayer. Yeah. Indeed.
I guess
prayer
that's why they call me Pastor Paul. Sometimes my mouth gets to going.
We welcome it. We appreciate it. But I'm sorry if I cut you off. I do want to give you a chance to, you know, take a moment on the mic and share with us poetically. I know you brought something inspiring to share with us tonight. When you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you so much, Queen. This piece is called Reprobate. Now, reprobate is a doctrine which teaches that a person can reject the gospel to a point where God, in turn, rejects them and curses their conscience. When a sinner is so hardened as to feel no remorse or misgiving of conscience, purely vile acts, it is considered a sign of reprobation. This is a scary thought for me. I can never imagine how it would feel if God turned away from me. Yet, am I, in my fallen state, nearing a point where God washes his holy hands of me? Yes, I have verbalized my submission to Christ. Yes, I go to church and I even pray. Fearlessly search my soul to see if I am truly striving to live like Christ. Does my walk exemplify God's presence in my life? Now is the time. Right now. Today. This very second. To ensure you accept Christ before it is too late. Or time may catch you in your sin. And God himself call you reprobate. Forever cast like Satan will be soon to an eternal home at presence of God for all time. Eternity. I must assure I never sink to a place of no return. I have to remove the cobwebs of contentment and sin and truly learn. I need to return to that place where God was the only thing for which I yearned. I have to use my free will to freely, willingly, honestly walk in honor of my forgiven state. In no way would I ever want my God to consider me reprobate. Poem.
Oh, here we go, here we go. Nothing but live, live. You know what I mean? Everything's alive.
Yeah. You know, we think we get a million chances, but
yeah,
that's not always the case.
It might be one short of a million.
Right today. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very well.
We hear that tomorrow's no longer promised, like we thought we had a little safety net.
Do not.
So, and I would be
true
if I didn't share what I know to maybe plant a seed somewhere, because I've experienced the pain and regret and remorse of a loved one passing on, and I had not shared with them what I know. So now I've got to sit back, and it hurts me to think that I have let them make that transition, and it's not going to be one that's going to be pleasant, and that hurts. It hurts deep. So that's why he uses me, because God is the one behind me. I'm sorry. It ain't me. But
absolutely.
Somebody got to do it, and I'm humble, but I'm a part of the process.
That's beautiful. That is beautiful. A walk-in testimony you are. Thank you so much for that, and thank you so much for coming through and blessing the mic for us.
Oh, it's definitely been my pleasure. My pleasure.
And brother,
maybe one Sunday night, I might hear from y'all over at the Inspiration Factory.
Yes, indeed. I've come through once or twice. I haven't been through recently, but I'm definitely
sure
going to make my way
through.
Let us know what's going on at the Inspiration Factory.
We're
going to
have
what we let
call
you get
poetic
out.
Choice.
But yeah,
poetic
Sunday
choice.
Night, the Inspiration Factory, 9 p.m. But other than that, hey, Epiphany, every night of the week. Hey, baby.
And what's your topic? You said the topic is going to be poetic choice?
This Sunday is open mic.
Open mic, okay. All right, wonderful.
But it's all profanity-free. It's profanity-free inspirational poetry.
Inspirational
this is
iron
sharpens iron. We
right.
uplift ourselves and prepare ourselves for the week to come, you know. We try to put on that armor.
Absolutely.
So we have
absolutely
fun and doing so. Come on back.
Yeah.
You know what? The best way to know what we do over there, 319-527-6300, Sunday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and find out for yourself.
Indeed.
Well,
and with that,
thank you so much. Yeah.
Oh, it's been my pleasure. You already know. I'm going to fall back. Oh, that's right. This is the ending of the show, isn't it? So I guess I won't listen to no more. I'm going to cry because I was loving it.
Well, we do appreciate you for closing out the show with some inspiration, and we look forward to seeing you on the Inspiration Factory, Paul. Thank you so much. One love.
One love, one light. God bless you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen. Oh, man, y'all didn't get those questions. I don't know what to tell you, but you have to think about that sometime. And amidst all of this, you know, you got to get it together. Got to get it together. Got to get right. Well, Ken, this has been an eventful and beautiful night of poetry, and I love the way everybody took it completely around the world and brought out different, you know, different poetic perspectives on the topic of taking a moment to breathe. It's been amazing.
Yeah, definitely. And I just want to tell everybody once again out there in the, you know, Tiffany universe and all the callers listening in, go out there and cop that Raw Links. Your energy won't be the same. You know what I mean? I'll be a testimony. So as I say in the hood, do you.
Right. I love that. I love that. All right. Okay, I just want to say before we get out, I just want to take a minute to thank everybody that came through tonight and blessed the mic with your different poetic perspectives. It's been amazing. You guys really burned the house down. I just took so much from this. I've been taking notes there in my journal, and I'm definitely going to work these into my life. And look forward to seeing the family throughout the rest of the week. And, you know, it's been a great night. Stay blessed, stay well, and, you know, keep the party going. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody. Peace.
One love, one mic.
I'm in a big mood. Call out the you. Something work out cool in my body. Tell me what you do. I'm in a big mood. Call out the you. Something work out cool in my body. Tell me what you do. Make me cool this effect. For some you call it me jet. Get something sweet to put on my head. That's why. Now you the cool my stress. So yeah. Something sweet to put on my head. Yeah, yeah. I need to cool my stress. So yeah,
I'm in a big mood. Girl, I feel you. I know say all of us passing money, but I still want you. I'm in a big mood. Girl, I want you. Now only you if you cool on my back then. Nobody but you. Yeah. Every night I go to rock your body. Baby girl, we go there no solo. Nobody fit.
Socks off at Epiphany Radio.